running the gamut of emotions on episode 099 of the Journey Inside My Mind podcast. That's right, we are one episode away from 100.
Sometime in your life, you will go on a journey. It will be the longest journey you have ever taken. It is the journey to find yourself. Catherine Sharp.
Good afternoon. I'm Danny Johnson. I'm Walt's nephew, Margie Welker's son. And I've been asked to read a poem by my Aunt Pat from the Chicken Soup for the Christian Soul. Author unknown, but it's entitled, He Only Takes the Best. God saw he was getting tired, and the cure was not to be. So he put his arms around him and whispered, come with me. With tear-filled eyes, we watched him suffer and fade away. Although we loved him deeply, we could not make him stay. A golden heart stopped beating, hard-working hands put to rest. God broke our hearts to prove to us he only takes the best.
Thank you.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
I'm Dan Johnson, and this is The Journey Inside My Mind.
The Journey Inside My Mind is a mostly music podcast from Daniel Johnson Jr. and Jazz Mania Productions. Find complete show notes with links to artists and how you can add the show to your iTunes at jimmpodcast.com. Join the conversation. Send email to danieljohnsonjr@gmail.com. Call the listener feedback line at 206-666-JIMM. That's 206-666-5466. Intro music by Rory off the PodSafe Music Network at music.podshow.com with Up and Go. And now...
get ready. Here's Dan Johnson.
Merry Christmas, and as we come to you from Cincinnati, Ohio. Hey there, how you doing? This is Dan Johnson. It's been a little while since I've talked to you. I'm your host and tour guide for this Journey Inside My Mind podcast. So I want to thank you so much for listening and downloading the show, checking it out. As you can probably tell from the beginning of the show, that was a clip from my Uncle Walt's funeral. At the end of the last episode, I mentioned that things were not looking good. We were praying for him to be okay, but just didn't work out. And that happens sometimes, and I don't mean to sound as detached as maybe I might come across. It's just that it's been several weeks since we had the funeral, and funerals are really good for our culture. I think it is. Now, it's great also to connect and reconnect with a lot of my family, and I'm hoping that we can stay connected with one another and that we don't need to use occasions like this to meet up with one another, if you know what I'm trying to say. So it is the holiday season, and I definitely want to say Merry Christmas to you, and this is the... Actually, I probably won't be getting another episode out before the New Year, so also Happy New Year to you as well. It was great to see my mom. She came into town for the funeral, and she got to see a preview of a play that Keisha and I and some other people from the church were working on since the end of September, really, and you're going to hear a backstage or background behind-the-scenes clip from that, along with some audio from a computer that we had back in 1999 up through 2004. I was able to pull the hard drive out and found some audio from Keisha from when she was 3 years old. This was right around the time that we found out that she was hard of hearing. And so you're going to hear some songs that, and I'll try to preface a little bit of it with some of the stuff just goes without introduction on the show. So I guess the Rachmaninoff music is ended. Let's jump into some Christmas music. Here's Number One Fan. You can find them online at Number One Fan Online. A song called Christmas Is Here. And again, Merry Christmas to you.
Inside my mind, you drop the bomb on me, baby.
Well, yeah, that was Number One Fan, and it's from the PodSafe Music Network. And also, you can find them at Number One Fan Online. Now, I'll tell you what, I played this 2 years ago for Christmas time, and I probably played it last year in 2006. They remind me, that song especially reminds me of Happy Christmas by John Lennon, you know that, and so this is Christmas, that's got that same beat and the other, I think that's one of the reasons why I like that song so much, and of course the words to that are great. So let's see, wait, let me play this clip to you from, it's a behind the scenes clip that I basically was wearing my iRiver as we were doing the final dress rehearsal before the performance of a play called Boughs of Holly, and it is a I'll introduce the plot and I'll set up the scene for you and kind of let you know what happens afterwards. Boughs of Holly is Holly is a young girl who is she's put it on herself to put together a food and toy drive and to amass some medical supplies to help the needy and some people from the hospital, and so she's really got this really benevolent heart and mind, and you know her. She has her two friends that you'll hear, Savannah and Corey, and they're at the garage, and they're talking about getting some stuff together. And what happens is she gets some publicity, and even a visit from the mayor and a check, and then she gets a fan club, and kind of goes to her head a little bit, and then some street kids come in and they steal everything from her, and she kind of just. Her heart changes, you know, where she's not doing it for. Even when she finds out that the folks that stole the stuff was one of the places where she was going to donate to, and so that's kind of what the plot is and how they work through all of that. And we've been working on it since the end of September, about 1 hour a week, and we wound up performing this on December the 9th. And so right now, let me play. For you, this clip from, it's kind of a behind the scenes clip because I was wearing the Eye River, and so you'll hear some of the movement around. You'll hear the other reporter. I'm one of the reporters, and you'll hear Holly, you'll hear Savannah, and you'll hear Corey. So again, this is a clip from Bowels of Holly.
Gross, that is big.
Yeah.
And
tomorrow
we're going to donate to a medical supply. Isn't that great?
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah. So be here
right near
the clock.
Come up. All right, Holly, we'll be here.
And someone's
for breakfast?
Oh, I asked my mom to get some
muffins
or something.
Go.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Excuse us. Are you the kids doing the food and toy drive for the needy? Yes, we are. And who are you?
We're from the Daily Chronicle, and we're wanting to do a story about kids being generous for the holidays.
Well, you've come to the right place. Holly Hurst organized this whole food and toy drive herself.
We've helped a little, but she's the one who got all this up and got all the donations together.
And she found all the needy families to give all of this to.
Very good. Do you mind if we take some pictures for the paper? Pictures? Wait, let me take my hand.
So what do you call this food and toy drive?
Call it?
I don't think we call anything, do
we?
No, but we have a scripture verse that's kind of a thing.
We do?
Yeah. Let your light shine before men, that they may hear good deeds and praise your Father in heaven.
Oh.
That's great, kid, but I need a handle.
A what?
A handle. A hook. Something that grabs the reader's attention. Something that makes a great story.
I don't know.
Well, since it's Christmas, and it was Holly's idea. Maybe, let's see. What about Operation Holly?
Oh, no, I couldn't.
Oh, come on, Holly. It has the answer to it. And it would look good for the article.
Well, okay.
Yes. Great. One more picture. Fantastic. We'll let you know when the article will appear in the Daily Chronicle.
Cool.
Thanks, you guys.
See ya.
Stop.
Good. Well, this is great. Operation Quality must really be proud.
I guess. Will we meet in early in the morning?
Yeah.
Early evening.
And then your brain's working.
Here you go. And so, yeah, that was the scene. And what happened at the very end is we were using wireless mics, and I had to hand mine off to another actor. But it was a lot of fun, and so I had a good time with that. Hey, let's jump into some more music. This is a guy who follows me on Twitter. His name is Jeff Kaler, and you can find him at Jeff Kaler, and that is spelled C-A-Y-L-O-R. And the way I would describe his sound is if you would take Sting and John Mayer, and then also put in maybe a little bit of the independent music band Bill, you remember from Sound Scientist and some of their stuff. That's how I would describe it. So, you know, let me play this song. This is his current single that he most recently put up at the PodSafe Music Network. It's called Almost Flew.
Hi, this is Jimmy Johnson, and you're listening to Journey Inside My Mind.
Feel like a bird tied to a tether, not quite how it's meant to be. Looking around at all these feathers, but I don't even need. Tonight I think that something happened when I decided to finally try. And maybe to you it looked like jumping, but I think I touched the sky. Cause I almost flew today. Yeah, I almost flew today. There's not much of a tale to tell, cause after all I mostly fell, but I almost flew today. Sometimes life is rough on living. This is like I'm barely getting by, and this hard ground is not forgiving. Someday I will learn to fly. I fly, I know, cause I almost flew today. Yeah, I almost flew today. Oh, there's not much of a tale to tell, cause after all I mostly fell, but I harness yet, and I think I might still need this net. And let me know if you've got some hope to spare. Hope to spare, cause I almost flew today. Almost now, almost flew today. Not much of a tale to tell, cause after all I mostly fell, but I almost flew today.
Hello.
Got a comment or a suggestion?
Excellent!
Call the listener feedback line now at area code 206-666-JIMM. That's 206-666-5466.
Thanks again for calling.
To check out the show notes for the Journey Inside My Mind podcast, head over to JIMMpodcast.com. Check out the Journey Inside My Mind blog. Head over to journeyinsidemymind.com. Leave off the www's for savings. Yeehaw!
All right. So, yeah, of course, you can always looking for your comments. You can also send me some email to danieljohnsonjr@gmail.com. And also, you know how you can follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/danieljohnsonjr. And then I most recently have been playing around with udders. Udders is, you know, like cow udders and things that you say. It's like audio video blogging with some text. You can find that at utterz.com as well. And they recently enabled RSS podcast subscription to people's udders. And then they're working on being a way, having a way to, for you to subscribe to replies. And so that's all really cool that some stuff that is going on there. I actually had a chance to talk on the phone to Simeon Margulis, who is the voice, and I guess he's the voice of Butters when you call into the number, and he's the voice that you hear. So I got a chance to talk to him on the telephone. He called me while I was on my commute home this past week. So let's get into some of this audio from Keisha. Oh, my gosh. You know, I had been trying to find a way to pull some of this stuff off of the computer, and it's so cool because, well, let me let you hear what she sounds like most recently. Find this here. Yeah, so this was recorded maybe about 2 years ago, but she still, for the most part, sounds like this.
Hi, this is Keisha. You're listening to Journey Down My Mind with my daddy, Dan Johnson.
Okay, so now she's like almost 10 and a half now, but this recording that I'm going to play for you right now was just so precious. And I mean, back then when we first got the computer and the microphone and stuff, and I was just trying to get her to say anything on the computer, and we'd sing church songs that she would be hearing at church, and trying to anything to get her to laugh. I mean, you know, you got a young child, and just the laughter just is so precious and magical, and you just want to bottle it up for that time that you have a very sad and sad period or whatever. You just listen to that child's laughter, it just lifts your spirits. And so, and it's just really cool to hear what her voice sounded like back when she was 3 years old, back when we found out that she was hard of hearing, and you can see it, you can hear it in her speech. And of course, I think this one of these clips here is probably only of me tickling her. So you're going to hear her being tickled, so that'll be a lot of fun. I think it's this one right here.
No! No!
Now the Christ child to see, you will find him. quietly come and whisper softly, hush, hush, peacefully now he slumbers, hush, hush, peacefully now he sleeps.
Wow. You know, when I played at the Salvation Army, and I shared about this 2 years ago in an episode of the podcast, they gave me this songbook that had the traditional carols, and one of them was that song you just heard, Bring a Torch, Jeanette Isabella. And I never heard what the words, but I could kind of figure out that, okay, I was Bring a Torch, Jeanette Isabella, and I never heard all the words before until I heard that song, and that's off the PodSafe Music Network by a band called Motherload. And it just says on their bio that they are three mothers who have raised kids and played music together for the past 18 years. They're from Illinois, and their influences include Illinois old-time fiddlers, the Beatles, Bonnie Raitt, and the Chieftains. I definitely could pick up some of that Celtic feel from there. They don't have a website there, but definitely appreciate you for putting the music up on the PodSafe Music Network, and so I could play it here and share it for the holiday season. So, what do you think of that, Keisha? Laughing? Well, I got something else that is that's really cool. Again, a lot of the songs that we would try, Keisha and I, I would try to teach her some of the songs, and there would be times that we would be in her class at church. And well, here's one of the songs that she's doing, and again, it's just so adorable for me to hear this, to hear her say her voice at this age. So take a listen to this, and then I'll play a song from Two Loons for Tea. Yeah, right here on the Journey Inside My Mind podcast.
One, two, three, go. Pharaoh, Pharaoh, uh-oh, oh, baby, let my people go. Pharaoh, Pharaoh, oh, baby, let my people go. I looked behind me, and what did I see? Pharaoh's army charging, coming near me. So I took my staff and I put it in the sand, and all God's people crossed over on dry land, singing Pharaoh, Pharaoh,
uh-oh,
oh, baby, let my people go.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Pharaoh, Pharaoh,
uh-oh,
oh, baby, let my people go.
Uh-oh,
whoa, 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 whoa. I look behind me, and what did I see? Pharaoh's army charging after me. So I took my staff and I cleared my throat, and all the Pharaoh's army did the dead man's walk, singing Pharaoh, Pharaoh, uh-oh, oh, baby, let my people go. Whoa, 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 Pharaoh, Pharaoh, uh-oh, oh, baby, let my people go.
Skip rocks and play shadow games all day long. She wants to see the monkey do the tricks. And she sings with the natives. Put your hands on the monkey. Take your hands off the money. Put your hands on the monkey.
Inside my mind. No iPod required.
Okay, so that was Two Loons for Tea and a song, of course, called Monkey. And you can find Two Loons for Tea on the internet, on the web at twoloons.com. TWOLOONS.com. And it looks like somebody made a video of their... of that song that you just heard, and it was played on a Seattle cable channel 21, hosted by KEXP's John Richards, a local music show. So, well, that's very cool that they did that for them. Well, I've heard them on Dave's Lounge, I think it was. I know I heard them on the Chillcast with Angie B. But what'd you think of that Pharaoh song by me and Keisha? Again, just so precious, so awesome. Hey, in this next clip that I'm gonna play, this next clip that I'm gonna play. What I was trying to do, and it was funny because after I listened to it, what in the world was going on? I remember this was back when I found out that with Windows you could set your custom sounds to the different Windows events. So, like, you know, a program crashes and you hear a general sound or you hear something else going on. So what I was trying to do is I was trying to get a whole theme set up of Keisha saying stuff. And so I distinctly remember this. We were sitting in we had the computer. I was in this area, like closet area back in our bedroom where we had the computer, and I had the microphone there, and I said, Keisha, need you to come over here and say this. And she must have been holding on to something, and she started hitting it, and it just wound up just going even more from, well, check this out.
Listen.
Oh, no. Ow.
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 Oh no! Oh no! Hey!
Hey!
Hey! Hey! Hey! Hey! Say stop it! Stop it! Stop that!
Hey!
Hey! Say, oh no! Oh no! Naughty Nunu!
Naughty Nunu!
Yeah, so that was back when she was really into the Teletubbies too, and you know, trying to stay cool with the kids. You know, we got into the Teletubbies. I am so glad we're done with Barney though. And I know that Keisha right now, she'll tell you that we are, but just got to the point where we're like, all right, Keisha, got to find something else other than Barney to listen to. Hey, and speaking of other things to listen to, I got some greetings and a couple of promos that I want to throw your way from some other podcasters, including this holiday greeting from Ed's Mixed Bag.
Peace on earth and goodwill toward all men. We say it every year, but this year let's try to put it into practice every day, all year round. This is Ed Ovett, host of the Ed's Mixed Bag podcast and the Pod 5, stopping by the Johnson household to wish Dan and his family a very Merry Christmas and happy and healthy New Year. Also, a Happy Christmas and Merry New Year to all of the listeners to the Journey Inside My Mind podcast. May you all find your own peace and happiness from this day forward. Be kind to one another, and if you get the chance, throw me a line. It's Ed at edsmixedbag.com.
You know, I've always heard that Carmen Tyler has such a beautiful voice that she could read the phone book and make it sound good.
So I think that makes me a Carmaholic. I'm not sure.
With anger at the thought that Adam Curry wanted naked pictures of this beautiful, perfect, angelic, pure Carmen that we love listening to so much. It just angers me.
And I got thinking, you know, your real gift to all of us via these little podcasts isn't just a cute half hour or so of sweet, fun chatter. No, the real appeal of Carmen Tyler is the positive spirit that you have.
Carmen, even though you've never sent me the naked pictures, I assure you,
you have the proper equipment.
Well, he'd keep them to himself, because I know I would if I had naked pictures of Carmen.
That's KARMYNKAST.podshow.com.
Read the shingle back. It says Audio Gumshoe. It's time to uncover some independent music.
On this episode of Audio Gumshoe, music and interviews with Chicago blues man Chainsaw DuPont.
You know, a lot of guys try to play everything at one time. Everything they know, they try to play it every time in one song. That doesn't make sense to me. My life is one big blues song, one long blues song.
To catch more of my interview with Chainsaw DuPont and to hear 8 of his great songs, find the podcast at audiogumshoe.com.
Okay, so yeah, those are... You know, Rich Palmer's a fellow member of the Association of Music Podcasting. You've heard their bumpers at the beginning of the show. Association of Music Podcasting, a lot of music podcasters. What we do is there's a show put out that where each music podcaster is encouraged to submit a song to be included for that week's podcast. And then it gets produced. There's one person who hosts it. And we read what everybody said about the artist and about their clips and stuff, and we play the songs. And it's a great way to promote independent music. If you're an independent musician, I encourage you to reach out to some of the members of the Association of Music Podcasting. You got podcasts from all different genres. Some of them remain to a particular genre, like trip hop, down tempo. Some of them are more into country, or maybe some of them are other into blues or something like that. So I encourage you to reach out to the Association of Music Podcasting. Find them at musicpodcasting.org. And Rich Palmer, he's actually hosting this show that's going out on Christmas Eve, I believe it's going to be getting released. And then guess what? Yours truly, Daniel Johnson Jr. of the Journey Inside My Mind podcast, I'll be recording the last episode of 2007. And so what I've asked all the members to do is to submit one of their favorite clips from the entire year, and then to kind of just use that as a way to wrap up the year. So I imagine there's probably a lot more clips than I have room to play on the show, but it'll be a lot of fun. And what I'll probably do is I'll probably, once I get the link to that MP3, I'll put it out as a non-episode, or maybe as 99.5, episode 99.5 of the Journey Inside My Mind podcast, because I really want to do something special for episode 100. Jeez. And I guess maybe you could help me with that. Maybe if you have some comments or something that you'd like to say, and if depending on how long you've been listening to this show, if you'd like to have anything to say, there's a few ways to do that. Probably one of the easiest ways, if you're listening to this while you're in your car, just pick up your cell phone and dial 206-666-JIMM. That's 206-666-5466. You can leave a comment that way. You can get on the show. If you have, if you're near a computer, head over to jimmpodcast.com. There's a My Chingo widget on the sidebar where you can record a comment and leave it for the show that way. Thank you, Michael Bailey of Mobisoft, and for his company is the one that produces that widget for the Journey Inside My Mind podcast, and as well as others. And of course, if you have anything that you'd like to share, if you're on Udders, feel free to leave a comment to me there, tag it to me, follow me, something like that, just some way to get my attention. Twitter me, you know, there's a lot of ways to get in touch with me, and I like to try to make myself more as available as possible. So, yeah, episode 100 is the next official episode of the Journey Inside My Mind podcast, but you'll be able to hear that episode of Amped to be coming out, I guess, in about a week or so. So that'll be something to look forward to. So I got one more song to close out this holiday episode. It's called the Wassail Song, and it's another traditional song. I found it on the PodSafe Music Network. It's by Jim Goodrich. Let me see real quick if I can find out where else you can find them. Of course, links to artists in the and other information in the show notes will be in the show notes, and you can find that at jimmpodcast.com. Jim Goodrich, where can we find him? Jim comes to us through jamesgoodrich.net. And he says he's a professional musician in the Chicago area for over 20 years, launching a new project during the month of November, so I guess it's probably already been launched, including a daily weekday updates via podcast titled A Voice Like This, and a companion website with over at withavoicelikethis.com. So, hey, I might want to check that out. It says his influences include Billy Joel, Dave Matthews Band, Bobby McFerrin, Manhattan Transfer. I've heard this song. It's really good. You're going to like it, too. And I'll use this to close out the show. But you know what? Sometimes when people hear to close out the show, they want to just go ahead and skip on ahead to the next episode. But you know what? I know there are podcasters who sometimes put surprises at the very end of their shows. Hint, hint, nudge, nudge. And so, and you know that sometimes it's been kind of neat, because sometimes they'll put outtakes, sometimes they'll put other kind of surprises. And if you've been listening to the show, you might have an idea, you know, of what I'm talking about. So, with that in mind, let's play this song from Jim Goodrich. It's called The Wassail Song. It's a great song to end this into, as we jump into the Christmas, celebrating Christmas, and then into the new year. And Merry Christmas to you. Happy New Year as well. And for now, this is Dan Johnson saying, make it a great day.
Here we come, O Wasseline, among the leaves so green. Here we come, O wandering, so fair to be seen. Love and joy come to you, and to you your wassail too. And God bless you and send you a happy new year. And God send you a happy new year. We are not daily beggars that beg from door to door, but we are neighbors' children whom you have seen before. Love and joy come to you, and to you your wassail too. And God bless you and send you a happy new year. And God send you a happy new year. Good master and good mistress, as you sit by the fire, pray think of us poor children who wander in the mire. Love and joy come to you, and to you your wassail too. And God bless you and send you a happy new year. And God send you a happy new year. Call up the butler of this house, put on his golden ring. Let him bring us a glass of beer, and better we shall sing. Love and joy come to you, and to you your wassail too. And God bless you and send you a happy new year. And God send you a happy new year. God bless the master of this house, likewise the mistress too, and all the little children that round the table go. Love and joy come to you, and to you your wassail too. And God bless you and send you a happy new year. And God send you a happy new year.
You're still here. Good. So I know you want to hear this.
Up above the world so high.
Your turn.
No.
Like a diamond in the sky.
Your turn.
No.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star.
No.
How I wonder what you are.